From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Researchers in England say they have identified a gene that is involved in language. It's the first gene linked specifically to human speech. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the discovery gives scientists a long-awaited opening to study the biology of communication.
The gene was discovered with the help of an extraordinary family. 10 years ago, members of this family showed up at a language therapy clinic in Oxford. Many of them had trouble making the sounds required for language, and they had trouble with grammar and understanding the spoken word. Oxford University geneticist Tony Monaco says this disorder was passed down from one generation to the next, like a classic genetic trait.
50% of people were affected, boys and girls equally affected. And you really could model this as a single gene disorder, which was quite unusual because language impairments, although very genetic in origin, are thought to be quite complex. And this was a case of a very simple genetic cause.
By studying the family's DNA, researchers track the trait down to a region of chromosome 7. Finding the gene itself was tough. But as luck would have it, an unrelated individual with the same language problem showed up at the Oxford clinic. Monaco said that person had a noticeable flaw on chromosome 7.
And that helped us greatly because it pinpointed exactly where on that little region on chromosome 7 we should be searching.
Monaco and his colleagues announced in the journal Nature that they have now pinpointed this gene, the first ever to be linked with certainty to language abilities. It's part of a vast and complex network of genetic instructions that guide the assembly of the brain.
It's sort of a master switch. It turns off and on other genes. And now what we'll be doing is trying to find which genes it is controlling and where they're expressed in the brain, and are they good candidates for other language impairments, the more common specific language impairments that are seen in a lot of school children.
Monaco says the gene itself may play only a small part in the complicated biology of language, but its discovery opens a window into this mysterious and powerful human attribute.
It was a black box before. I mean, linguists look at language from the outside, but now we're certainly starting to see it as a molecular process from the genes going up to brain development. And this is the first gene, and so it allows us to find out what the rest of them are.
That will not be an easy process, but at least now there's a place to start. Robert Rubin at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine says it's an advance not just for research, but for how we regard this essential human characteristic.
From the broadest point of view, this is very strong data that says, yes, language is fundamentally a biological process, like your heart beating, or your ear hearing, or your stomach digesting.
And that means language problems are at root the same as medical problems, Rubin says. They are the result of an interaction between a person's biology and the world around them.
This is just like tuberculosis. A healthy person can get a small infection of tuberculosis but never notice it. A person who is immunocompromised gets a little tuberculosis and they're liable to die.
Specialists who treat language disorders are increasingly aware of this interplay between biology and the environment. And as knowledge of the biological part of this grows, so can sophistication in the approach to treatment. The encouraging news is that people can do a lot to overcome the biological problems that can interfere with language. Dr. Monaco in Oxford says the family he studied to find the language gene is a case in point. Through therapy, the affected individuals have been able to figure out ways to compensate for the glitch in their genes so they can make themselves understood. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.